here's a story from The World.
For migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border hoping to seek asylum in the U.S., this has been an especially difficult week. For more than 2 years, pandemic restrictions, known as Title 42, have prevented most of those people from entering the U.S. On Monday, the Biden White House tried to end those restrictions, but a judge in Louisiana blocked that, at least for now. From the border city of Nogales, Mexico, reporter Eliza Resnick spoke with some migrants dealing with the legal limbo.
Just across the street from the border crossing, in a little plaza shaded by old trees, a few hundred asylum seekers are gathering. They're holding a protest. A line of painted cloth signs swings in the wind. One shows a family staring up at the border wall. Another sign reads, 357 days waiting for asylum. Migrants hoping to begin the asylum process in the United States have marched, prayed, and protested against Title 42 restrictions for more than 2 years now. Jesse is one of the organizers. Jesse's big brown eyes are glassy with tears. She says she arrived here with her five kids almost a year ago. They fled gang violence in southern Mexico, and that's why she didn't want me to give her last name. She says she was hopeful that finally Title 42 was going to end. But then came the Louisiana court decision.
Entonces, esta noticia a nosotros nos cayó como bomba.
The news hit us like a bomb, Jesse says. She's clutching a clipboard with her handwritten speech that she read to the crowd. Still, she says seeing all the families gathered here motivates her to keep fighting for their rights and her own. She wants people to understand that migrants in Nogales are vaccinated and tested for COVID before entering the U.S., that they're not a COVID threat. But Joanna Williams, with the advocacy group Kino Border Initiative, says now the situation for migrants stuck at the border is more complicated.
Not only did we have hopes that weren't realized, but also this becomes indefinite. This isn't a matter of a 30-day extension of Title 42. This is, well, until we figure out what the federal court system is going to do.
Last Friday, a federal judge ruled the CDC cannot lift Title 42 without allowing a public comment period or looking at cost considerations, though the policy was enacted under the Trump administration without either step. The Department of Justice is planning to appeal. In the meantime, Joanna Williams says many migrants don't have access to health care or school for their kids. She worries people here will get desperate and try to cross through the desert. Hodel, another asylum seeker from Haiti, knows people who have died taking that route, and others who never even made it that far.
Porque salieron de su país por la violencia, pero también encontraron violencia en el camino también.
People leave their country because of violence, Hodel says, and then they encounter more violence on the journey. He knows what that's like. We're only using his first name because he says he doesn't feel safe in Nogales. He and his wife left Haiti for Chile a few years ago, he tells me, after his parents were both killed in gang violence there. They had a daughter in Chile, a rambunctious toddler with curly black hair that's twisted into thick braids. She was barely two when they left Chile and headed to Mexico. Hodel says they stick out as migrants here, and they're more vulnerable.
A los inmigrantes es más peor. Es más peor. Y por la gente de color es más peor.
For immigrants, it's worse, he says. And for people of color, it's much worse. Hodel says his family has lived in different Mexican cities and bounced around the border over the last 9 months. His daughter can't go to school here. He and his wife are not allowed to work. Life is just standing still, he says. But they're still not leaving Nogales.
No podemos cruzar.
We can't cross the river and we can't cross the desert, Hodel says. It's too dangerous. The family's plan is to apply for asylum here, at the border crossing. So they'll wait until that's possible. He just doesn't know how long it will take. For The World, I'm Elisa Resnick in Nogales, Mexico.